Welcome back, everybody. It is Broad Appeal here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got Dr. Kristen Lyerly flying co-piloting with me this afternoon, and we are both very pleased to bring on our next guest. Her name is Renee Paplum. She ran for First District State Assemblywoman last election cycle. She's going to be doing so again. She ran against Representative Joel Kitchens, a now six-term incumbent. And let's start with why people might know about Mr. Kitchens, because he said something pretty insane during, where did this happen? Tell us, Renee, what he said and where it was and why this was important.
I believe he was on the assembly floor talking about women's reproductive rights and freedom, and he made, he had talked about how he knew more about the topic given the fact that he was a veterinarian. So the topic of abortion, he was trying to link up to his skills as a veterinarian.
No. This is me, Kristen, OBGYN doctor, saying no.
Dear Mr. Kitchens, probably don't do that again. You look like a big old fat jerk. But listen, I wanted to talk to you, Renee, and Dr. Lyerly and I have been talking about this. I'm an economist and a lawyer. Kristen's obviously an OBGYN. We were talking about the idea that one challenge, I think, for everyone when you get involved in politics is to not end up sounding like a politician, that you need to sound right, like a regular person that cares about regular people things, that you have an understanding of it. Something that a guy with a golden toilet is probably not going to have any understanding of. And that's a big piece of why you decided to run against a multiple term incumbent, though you weren't successful last time. I had every confidence that you will be this time. Is that part of why you got interested in running, Renee?
Right. Yeah. So really when I started community activism work, it's really about just getting your allies together and talking to your allies and talking to people in your community to see where those needs are. And then kind of regurgitating that, right? Paraphrasing that back. It's not something that's prescripted or written down in Madison. It's coming right out of my backyard and in my hometown. So when you look at what's happening in Madison and how they play the game, they're playing a game of politics, but that doesn't equate to action items here in Assembly District 1. So we have a need. We have a need for a candidate. I was on a search team with Dr. Lyerly, who is a political powerhouse, and we had a couple great candidates on the line. And when they kind of fizzled for different reasons, which were understandable, I stepped up and said, yep, I would love to put my name on that line.
Well, it was pretty obvious that you were the right person. We all knew it from the beginning, but we had to convince you, which happens a lot with women running for office. Hey, let's talk about some of the amazing things that are happening in Assembly District 1, which includes all of Kewaunee County, all of Door County, a little bit of Brown. We're seeing mutual aid groups popping up in Sturgeon Bay, the Northern Door Activism Group. They are doing tons of stuff. They had a book club over the weekend. You did extraordinary things in Kewaunee this past weekend. Tell us about it.
Right. So right after the November election, about three or four new groups, and not necessarily partisan, but coming out of the election results, had formed in Door County, which was huge. So I tried to be a part of most of that where I can in the mutual aid and the Northern Door activism groups. Indivisible in Northern Door County is almost like their own political arm up there, and they're doing great work. So I just held a rally 2 weeks ago in Algoma, and then we did it again in Kewaunee this weekend. And our folks from all the way from Northern Door came down to visit us in Kewaunee and just show some solidarity. And that's what this is really about. When movements start in history, they start with people linking arms, getting together, and showing support for one another and the community.
So important. I always feel invigorated when I see people out on the street. A few weeks ago, not the hands-off protest, but there was a movement then a couple weeks after that to have people on the weekend standing by freeway overpasses. Yeah. I had to do some driving. It is really invigorating. I also think in more traditionally or presumed to be more red districts or counties, getting people out there and visible for folks in their community and saying, hey, yeah, there are people who disagree with this. We're going to be speaking up, letting people know that asking tough questions and asking, your elected officials to actually be responsive to the constituents, to show up, to face their constituents is so very, very important. Tell folks where they can find or follow you on Instagram and Facebook, Renee, so that they can find out more about what's going on up in your neck of the woods.
Sure. So they can follow me on Facebook, Renee Puplum, at Renee Puplum. Same with the Instagram handle. And then I'm also on TikTok. I love to make TikToks of my activism work and what we're doing and just to show people how it looks. It's quite fun to do.
And Renee, spell your last name for everybody, Renee, so they can find you accurately.
Sure. It's Puplum. P-A-P-L-H-A-M.
Renee is brilliant on TikTok. I really encourage you all to follow her. She's a lot of fun, and she's talking about the things that we care about. To go come full circle, she talks about regular things that regular people are concerned about. And hey, isn't that what we should be focused on right now?
Absolutely. Yep. Renee, you got any more rallies coming up? What's the next big organizing event on your calendar?
I do. So I am linking arms with our allies to the south in Two Rivers. We're kind of just heading down the lakeshore. And we are going to have a rally on Saturday, May 17th at Central Park. And we changed our time. It's going to be from 2 to 3 p.m. That Saturday.
So that is May 16th. Is that correct?
Saturday the 17th.
Saturday the 17th. I'm glad we reconfirmed that. And tell folks again where and when they can join you.
So it's at Central Park in Two Rivers, and that will be from 2 to 3 p.m. Bring your own signs, and we'll be there rain or shine.
No more billionaire overlords. Tax the rich. Thanks so much to Renee Puplum, former candidate for the 1st Assembly District. You'll see her on the ballot if we have any decent kind of luck this next election cycle. My thanks to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, my very frequent co-host for Broad Appeal. Folks, keep it locked. Come back with us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.